America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't forget, Brian Robinson from the Commanders will join us coming up in just about 35-ish minutes. That's at 9 o'clock. But right now, we're joined by Sean Syed, Sumer Sports' NFL analyst. He's been on the show before. You can check him out on Twitter, at Syed Schemes. That's S-Y-E-D, Schemes. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. It looks like we just got some news on Zadarius Smith trade, so hopefully it's going to be an exciting trade deadline Tuesday.
That's a big one. Yeah, break that down for us.
Yeah, I think that it's a really, really smart move. It feels like it was not really a secret in any way that the Lions were wanting to make a move for a pass rusher. Obviously, once Aiden Hutchinson goes down, and you're a team that has realistic Super Bowl hopes, I think it makes so much sense. And of course, we'll hear a little bit more about the compensation. I think that they only ended up having to, or that it seemed like they moved a fifth and a seventh and got a sixth back. So that just feels like a situation where this is a little bit of a rental. And then for a team that is, looking to play in New Orleans in February, that makes a lot of sense. He's still a productive player. I think he's going to make an immediate impact. And, you know, I think over the deadline overall, we might not see huge names. We might not see, like, T. Higgins move. We might not see DK Metcalf move. But to add a rotational piece to that rusher room, I think that's just a super smart move for Detroit.
So, Sean, we've already seen Cleveland sell off Amari Cooper. Now, Zadarius, are there other moves from them? They seem to be in full-blown just sell-off mode.
You know, if I'm looking at the roster a little bit, if I think that maybe they want to move a guy like Dalvin Tomlinson, defensive tackle, I think that's a place that teams could sort of look at. And I think that they are understanding that they are going to have a little bit of a reset there. I think I'm sure Andrew Barry is calling every single person in the league. Everyone is calling him because they know the situation. So maybe that's a place that you look a little bit, just like considering their cap situation, of course, around their quarterback. It's a little bit of a rough situation for them.
Talking to Sean Syed, you can follow him on Twitter at Syed Schemes. I saw that you wrote about the Ravens offense, and they actually had a challenge this week on paper because they were facing the Broncos defense, which was number one by EPA per play. What did you see from that game?
Let me tell you what I didn't see is the number one defense by EPA per play. It was a really, really fantastic game for the Ravens. And, you know, when you look at the Broncos, I still think that they have a good defense. Of course, they played, you know, a little bit of an easier schedule, but Lamar Jackson had, like, no designed rushes in that game. So a situation where you can look at Lamar Jackson and think, oh, you know, he's a running quarterback. He is just a capital Q quarterback. It was fantastic at the position. They can win in so many different ways. He's more than happy to just get under center, play like a traditional quarterback, and beat you that way. I thought that Zay Flowers had another really good game where, of course, they add Diontae Johnson. And on the outside, they just have separators to win in man coverage, and that's a beautiful counter to a run game that forces you to really, really get a lot of those bodies inside. So when you're looking at a team that their counter punch is Derrick Henry, it's just a really, really hard situation to have to deal with what they have on offense.
Sean, you tweeted this yesterday about the Commanders. Jaden Daniels continued his stellar rookie campaign as the Commanders' offensive line dealt with the Giants' pass rush. Daniels took zero sacks. Washington's rushing attack was effective even without Brian Robinson Jr. We saw Chris Rodriguez come in and churn out some tough runs. Austin Eckler chipped in. scored a touchdown as well. Talk about what you're seeing from Jaden and the continued evolution of this offensive line, especially Coleman, the job he did on Brian Burns.
The offensive line is, of course, Jaden Daniels is such a revelation the entire season, but the offensive line is something that keeps on sticking out to me because that is such a sustainable thing. When you have an offensive line that is pushing guys around, that you look at a defensive line in the Giants, that they're able to create so much pressure because they have such a deep edge rusher space. They have obviously have Dexter Lawrence inside as well, and they could be selling players off their defensive line just because of how deep they are. So for the Commanders to have that game where Jaden's just comfortable back there, he's able to avoid sacks, and that's another thing where people came in wondering, hey, are you going to be able to change how you did this in college, avoiding sacks when you're under pressure? And he just is. And for him to continue to be calm, cool, and collected in the pocket, to bail when he needs to deliver accurate balls, and have a situation where he doesn't have to throw the ball 40 times a game, and why would you when you have that creative of a run game where you're able to have depth pieces there? Because I really, really like watching Brian Robinson Jr. play, so to have him out was a little bit of a bummer, but seeing other guys come in there and be able to succeed, it feels like a really sustainable environment, and I think that is a positive situation going forward for the Commanders.
Yeah, do you feel like they can have the same sort of success with the Steelers coming into Northwest Stadium this weekend? Another stern test for that offensive line.
Yeah, that might be the biggest test on the rest of the schedule. Obviously, you play the Eagles twice. That the Steelers defense, that defense line is going to be able to get pressure. I think it's less of expecting, you know, Jaden Daniels not to get sacked at all or not to get pressured at all, because they're just too good up front. They're going to find a way to get you. To me, it's more about, are you able to, you know, just limit T.J. Watt just a little bit? Are you able to find different ways to get Jaden Daniels moving in the pocket? And I feel like Cliff Kingsbury has done a good job of giving Jaden Daniels different answers. So I lean towards yes, because of what we've seen so far. And, you know, maybe I just have a little bit less faith, I think, in what we've seen from the Steelers offense recently.
All right, Sean, so the teams that are completely out of it, the 2-7 teams, Pats, Browns, we've already talked about. The Jags are also very interesting because they're having a terrible year. I'm sure they're going to make a coaching change. Trevor Lawrence has been, for the most part, bad. I know he's had some drop passes, but he was really bad this past week. Do you see the Jags moving anybody? Because they've got some pretty big names that people are interested in.
You know, it's tough that the Jaguars, I think they really wanted to move Christian Kirk. It seemed like they have some movement in place there. Of course, when he gets hurt, that's a tough situation. I think that when, obviously, they've paid their quarterback, so their cap is kind of tied up a little bit in that way. I guess, like, I don't see them moving Josh Hines Allen. Like, that doesn't really make too much sense. Of course, they moved their rotational left tackle to the Vikings. So I guess I'm just not sure who is going to really be kind of targeting one of these players. Maybe if you think they have a deep edge rusher room, maybe that's a place that you look, because of course, you know, you can want to be a seller, but you still need a buyer when you make movement sometimes.
How screwed are the Dallas Cowboys moving forward?
The Cowboys are in a really rough spot. It's unfortunate. You know, I moved down to Dallas. My nephews, they love watching the Cowboys. I think that the spirits are not too high there. But the situation even going into the season, it felt like you were an offense that had all these issues last year where your offense was centered through CeeDee Lamb, which that is not an issue, right? You want to center your offense around a fantastic player, but then there were really just a lack of options outside of that. There wasn't a realistic run game at all, considering who was in the backfield there. And then, of course, with Dak Prescott being injured, anytime any quarterback gets injured, that's such a big issue. But then you consider, obviously, injuries on the defensive side. You consider the Commanders leading the division. You consider the Eagles really coming along. And it just feels like this team is headed for a reset. It feels like that they're certainly going to, or I would assume they're going to move on from their head coach at the end of the season. So maybe they bring in some new ideas. They just have something where it feels like Dak Prescott is a quality quarterback. So you want to see them do something overall.
Joined by Sean Syed, Sumer Sports NFL analyst. So the Cardinals are atop the NFC West. That has to be a surprise. They've already beaten the Niners and the Rams. And Kyler Murray's been inconsistent, so they've really had to lean into the running game with James Conner. And their defense is pretty punishing. They were giving Caleb Williams fits this past weekend in Glendale.
Yeah, and Arizona's defense, of course, they make a trade. They add an edge rusher from Denver. It's the NFC West is a little bit weird. Right. Of course, as you said, the Cardinals are sitting at the top there. To me, it still feels like the 49ers are the team that you'd pick to be the favorites there. But the Cardinals are a team that also, you know, a little bit like the Commanders, you have a attacking power run game where you're able to get multiple tight ends on the field. You're making defenses look at you just in a different way because not a lot of teams are running that sort of style of offense. And it feels like, you know, they're getting Marvin Harrison Jr. just moving around the formation a little bit more. You don't have him just isolated on the outside. You get him running across the field a little bit. I certainly like what I see from Arizona. But again, when you think about it, it seems like Christian McCaffrey's practicing. Of course, he might not be at 100% full health, the same he was at times last season. But it's just too hard for me to ignore the 49ers in that division.
Sean, the Dolphins are 2-6. They've lost three straight. Obviously, with Tua being hurt, they were dropping some games. Now they got him back, but they lost a tough one this past week where they scored points but couldn't win the game. I mean, I based on their record, I think they're out of it. Do you see the Dolphins possibly moving anybody before the deadline?
Yeah, the Dolphins, that's another just tough situation where they played such a good game against the Bills. I wish that, you know, they were able to kind of put things together. When you think about them, I would love to see Calais Campbell get moved. Maybe he could end up as a Raven because I think the Ravens are a team that really needs to add an edge rusher. That's, I think, the spot that I would look at the most, where the Dolphins are another team where it's a little bit just of a tough situation given their cap, given some of the moves they've made recently. So, you know, I think I would like to see the Ravens get someone at the edge rusher spot. So Calais Campbell feels like maybe someone that they could get.
Sean, how big is that injury to Drake London? He suffered the hip pointer this past weekend, but it just looks like Kirk might lean into throwing the ball more to Darnell Mooney. More targets go to Pitts, and he's definitely upped his production throwing the ball to Bijan out of the backfield too.
You know, in those first few weeks of the season, we looked at the Falcons and thought, well, Kirk Cousins can't move. He's having too many issues. This is just not going to be a team that we have to take seriously. And they've really, really come along. Of course, as you mentioned, Drake London gets that. The hit pointer that he ends up getting on that touchdown against the Cowboys, it seems like that injury is not going to be too serious, which is really big because, as you mentioned, they have a really, really good offensive weapon room. Darnell Mooney is so happy to be out of Chicago. He's just consistently getting open. He's a really good route runner. You have Kyle Pitts. You have Drake London, who, again, I think will be happy. And Bijan Robinson at running back he's just a guaranteed missed tackle. It's insane to watch him in space sometimes, and every time he gets the ball, it's like, okay, well, the first guy's just not going to be able to make a tackle. And in the NFC South, where, of course, the Buccaneers drop a tough one on Monday night, they have the tiebreaker over the Buccaneers. The Panthers and the Saints, you don't see them as teams that are going to make a run in the division. It just feels like we kind of have to pencil in the Falcons to the playoff picture.
Sean, so everybody obviously in D.C. and really across the country impressed with Jaden Daniels. What have you seen from the other rookies? Drake May made that incredible play and then had the interception in overtime, which was terrible. Caleb hasn't done that much the last couple of weeks, and Bo Nix has come on. What have you been your takeaways from those three?
You know, when you look at it overall, it feels like the Commanders really kind of got it right. I think starting at the top there with Caleb Williams, you know, when I came into the season, you look at the offensive infrastructure and think, well, this is just a fantastic situation for a rookie. And I think over time, we've seen a little bit of the struggles with Shane Waldron there. You've seen the system overall putting a lot on a quarterback, and Caleb can clearly handle it. You can see him at the line making all the adjustments, but the same way that Washington has so many plays where it's Jaden taking the snap and making a quick throw, it feels like, you know, Chicago has just not as many, I think, good designs overall. So it feels like that environment is a little bit of a tough situation. And when you look at Drake May, just a big, fast player. I really, really love watching him move around in the pocket. He has a live arm. Of course, we haven't seen too many of the results yet, but when I watch him on film, it feels like they got their guy because you've seen enough of those good things. Now, that team overall is going to take a little bit of time to rebuild, but I really like what I've seen from Drake May as a play extender. I think that's going to be able to just, you know, higher his floor just a little bit and making some of those deep throws that it's an entertaining brand of football. And then Bo Nix, I think he had his best game in week 8. I think you go up against the Ravens where you make an awesome catch in the end zone on that fourth down play. I think he's putting it together. Again, I think that will take a little bit of time. You know, he's had so much experience at the college level. So overall, I do think it's an exciting class. It's certainly led by Jaden, and it feels like he's kind of walking to that Rookie of the Year trophy.
Hey, Sean, before we go, do you think Manny Forbes gets dealt before the deadline today away from the Commanders? Do you see that happening?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I certainly think there's a possibility, just because the Commanders, they're going to be a really smart front office. I know that they're calling every single team, just kind of figuring out, hey, can we just get a little bit more draft capital? I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if just no one bites, I think, overall, just because, you know, adding in at that cornerback position in the middle of the season, sometimes that can just be, I think, a little bit hard. So I guess when I think of the Commanders overall, you know, I wouldn't be upset if they kind of stand pat. I think it makes sense for them to try and add some capital as opposed to really kind of mortgaging the future for something when, look, the Commanders have the cheat code. They have the quarterback that they love on a rookie contract. That's just going to be such a fantastic thing to build around.
Sean, thanks as always for the time, man. Always great skinny from you. We appreciate it, man.
Good stuff.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's Sean Syed, Sumer Sports NFL analyst. Don't forget, coming up in just over 20 minutes at 9 a.m., Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders. He'll join us here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.